everybody. Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel, and you can't hear yourself.
I'm just going off this. Is that me right there? Yeah, that's me. All right, yeah, we good to go. Let's get to it, people.
I just wish. Come on. Sometimes I had a different co-host that was just more cooperative and more helpful.
Well, wishful thinking.
Okay, guys,
get some guest host on here.
Nobody, listen, sometimes.
Like, what's your name?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, even though sometimes that Tanksley feel like it's just too much work. And I'm also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts, and tell them who you are, baby.
Marcus Tanksley. The reason this woman smiles.
Is it? And yes. Cries.
Yeah, because you can't believe it. You've seen people fall out in church. That's happiness. Don't know what to do with themselves.
Is that right?
You don't deserve.
Oh. I don't deserve what I get sometimes. You are so right. You guys, this podcast is called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much. We are fiddling around with some new equipment. Yeah. If you all watch my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, you can actually see this podcast. So go over there, check it out, and subscribe. But if not, you can always subscribe and follow this podcast either on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and a couple other places. But make sure when you also follow it, you leave a review for us to make us more discoverable.
Yeah, and who knows? You might not be able to see this one this week.
No, they're going to see it, but...
They ain't going to... Man, I see y'all. We don't know what this camera's doing. It's flashing at us.
I have a Panasonic Lumix that I just got in the mail today, and I was like, oh, to shoot with it, so we're gonna see what's gonna happen. I don't know if my memory card, the shoots in bigger footage, so it probably takes up more space than usual. Anyways, if this is your first time tuning into the podcast, if this podcast is about what, baby? Tell them what this podcast is about.
A little bit of everything.
Give them a little more, honey. Like, if people are taking time out of their day,
we talk about current events, we talk about politics, we talk about love, marriages, relationships.
Yes.
Angel's facial hair.
Marcus' lack of eyebrows.
All of it. We get it in.
We
have different point of views sometimes, a lot of the times. That's why it's called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
And Marcus and I have been married for 11 years, together for 14. And we feel comfortable arguing in front of people. So that's why we're here today.
Yeah, we that couple where y'all just sitting there watching us go back and forth at Thanksgiving dinner.
Are they going to make it? We going to make it.
Yeah, and we have y'all throw out suggestions. If anybody suggests that we give our story, we've given our story many, many times. So I suggest you go back and find the podcast of how we met. And this, that, and the other.
A little bit of an update before we get into what's grinding Marcus's gears, because my husband always has a really good complaint. I was in New York for the YouTube Next Up competition, hashtag YouTube Black, class of 2018. And I learned so many different camera techniques, lighting techniques, sound techniques, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to implement those into my channel. And those of you all who have followed me for a while, hopefully you'll be able to see those things being implemented and not being like, Angel, you ain't really doing what you're supposed to be doing. And then I got to go home to Kentucky to help my sisters. They were burying their father, my oldest two sisters. They had his funeral that weekend. And so I got to see them for a little bit, as well as support my other sister, Melissa, who is on the ballot for November the 6th in Fayette County, Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Melissa Moore Murphy for Fayette District Court Judge. So if you are in Fayette County and you are under the sound of my voice, I ask that you select my sister on the ballot on November the 6th. Or if you're doing a mail-in ballot early, do it on the mail-in ballot. But yeah, super excited. Got to do some canvassing with her, knocking on doors, telling people about her and her campaign. And it was really great. I've never been involved in politics like that before. I remember when I was in college, I used to go to like, what'd you call those? Like rallies and like walks What do you picket? I don't remember what those are called when you walk.
Well, that's called protest.
Protest. Thank you. That's what it's called. I was like, the
it's
walk.
It's a rally when white people do it. Black people do it as a protest. That's the that's the conclusion I've come up with in this country.
I used to do protests.
No, it's just a cancer walk. Nah, they protesting cancer.
You so stupid. But I have never been into politics on a state or local level the way that I have with my sister's campaign. I did like politics. Like, I ran for student government in college and in high school, but this has like been eye-opening. And I suggest, if you've never volunteered for a campaign, find a candidate that you really can get behind and really see what goes on. I really don't like the way our government does campaigning at all.
Oh no, it's horrible.
Because it really makes it so that the person who has the most money in the most disposable time can win.
Basically, the person that ain't got nothing to do sitting on a lot of money, which probably means they're going to do the same thing once they get in office. Absolutely nothing.
But, you know, there are a mighty few that are able to get out there and might not have all the dollars, but really get out there and meet the people that they want to vote for them and, you know, get them to decide to vote for them. So anyways, that's my update. So Marcus, let's move on to this next segment of Our Work Podcast, which is, what is grinding your gears this week? What's going on with you, baby?
You know what? I know you're going to be shocked. I don't really have nothing grinding my gears. I've just been trying to do me.
You've been trying to do you.
Yeah.
Trying to keep that blood pressure together.
Yeah.
You better be, because I ain't got time for no sick husband, okay? Keep it together. You were a little upset earlier today, and I'm glad that you vented to me. And it's
annoyance. Uh-huh. Hey, it wasn't nothing that was going to grind my gears. I just needed that 10 minutes to be pissed off and vent, and I got over it. I went on listening to who was I listening to on the way home? I think Curtis Mayfield and Al Green came on. So.
Oh, my goodness. Why you make yourself sound 50 years old?
Hey, that's what keeps me calm in traffic. If I put on my Pusha T station, then some problems might be caused.
Oh, and dealt with. Yeah. Well, come on then. So what has got you feeling good this week then? What's got you like in a good mood? Anything this week, I should say?
This week? No, man, I'm just doing me. You know, it ain't, you know, I don't read too far into stuff. I'm just living my best life, I guess.
Living your best life. Okay, I ain't mad about it. I'm not mad about it at all.
All right. Since you had me just over here thinking, it ain't really grinding my gears. It's just, I know me and Angel has talked before about how we don't trust doctors, mm-hmm. more so of Western medicine. Mm-hmm. They just lean toward the easiest, here, take this pill or do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
So we go to a more of a holistic, what's it called?
Naturopathic
doctor, and it's better than, in my opinion, better than going to like just a typical doctor. But I haven't been passed on to the actual doctor yet, so that's a little annoying, because I know they frustrated with me because, you know, I go against their grain, but going against their grain is working for me. So I'm like, I don't really care what you say if it's working and you can't understand why it's working. That's on you. You need to go do some more studying.
Oh, bless your heart. He's like, I don't care how y'all feeling about it.
I don't.
I'm going to just do me. You know what's got me feeling good this week?
All your new toys?
Yes, but that's not what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about an old toy I got.
What?
If you all follow me on Instagram.
Oh, you ain't nothing but old punk.
I posted my little sexy husband as my man crush Monday.
She's a jerk. That's what she is.
Whatever. Don't call me no jerk. You love all the attention. You love that you were looking cute in your photos. He was in the backyard cutting down a dead tree, getting all naked, doing body rolls while he was cutting down a tree.
Is that what I was doing?
You were body rolling so I could see all your sexiness. Yeah.
You stupid.
Yeah, but nothing's been really grinding my gears. The kids are getting on my last damn nerves. Love them to pieces, but they are trying my patience, especially that Kai. But other than that.
I think he does it just like maliciously. He knows exactly how to just dig in and just get under your skin.
And
a lot
skin.
Of times.
Sorry, it was supposed to be on mute, but go ahead, baby.
Yeah, he just knows how to get under your skin. So, and a lot of times it's like you want to be mad at him, but it's funny. Like the type of stuff he does and the way he goes about doing it. It's like, you know you pissing me off right now.
Right. Oh, he's just grinding my gears. But no, I feel blessed. I am so grateful for my healthy family and for God's provision. So I ain't got nothing to complain about at all. So you ready to jump into the topic of the night?
Let's get it.
Okay, so
we got a comment. We're gonna
do the comment of the day at the end. That's how we. Oh, okay. Do. No, all right. This was not based off of a.
What's the topic? I don't even know. Yeah, that's the other thing. If I have a topic, I tell her beforehand. But usually, she comes up with the topic, and it's like I found out when y'all find out.
Right, because the thing is that what I do know about my husband is that even if I do tell him, he's not going to remember if I tell him in advance. So you know. Why?
Because you just talk so much.
See? He makes me want to just slap him in his mouth.
Come on, you was rushing me. Where are we at? What are we doing? Why
are
you scrolling?
So this is a topic about, I don't know what made me want to bring it up, but we're going to do it anyways. How do you suggest people deal with exes that they're friends with when moving into a new relationship? Especially like a serious one where that relationship more than likely is going to move towards marriage. What is your, I mean, you don't have many exes because you don't claim people, but.
How you know people just don't claim me?
What do you mean people just don't claim me? Whatever. Whatever. So yeah, how do you, so let me first break down. How?
Keep your mouth in one spot.
Oh, because it's hurting. It's doing
no,
things.
No, it's you doing this thing. It's what it sounds like.
No, yeah. I'm not. I'm turning my head, and that is these are straight on mics where you have to be straight
stay
on.
Stay straight on.
Well, I'm trying to let them see my face too on the podcast.
You should have positioned it like mine.
Yours is wrong. You're wrong. I just
all
want
right,
you
but
to
I'm
know.
Staying consistent.
Anyway, the way it was set up is that I really was the only one. Marcus had something, but I was the one who had like. Ex boyfriends, nothing like too current. Well, the last one was kind of current, but like I had ex boyfriends that I had become friends with prior to dating this guy. And so while I had some contact with them at first, now there's really honestly no reason for me to have contact with them, not because I feel like it's inappropriate, but they are not. There's really no reason to. If something were to come up where I knew something happened in their family or something, I wouldn't feel odd like sending them a message on Facebook, but like a phone call or something like that, I feel that would be odd to me being that I haven't talked to my boyfriend that I had right before you in years. It's been at least 5 or 6 years, so it would be very strange. It would have to be something extremely.
5 or 6, we've been together for 14, y'all.
We've been together for 14. It's probably been longer than that. Uh-huh. I'm trying to, because you know that on Facebook, when I found out the news that his engagement had broken off and why, I had to go and type up and be like, what happened? So that might have been more than 5 or 6 years ago.
Why you care?
It wasn't that I cared.
You did.
No, you remember the story I told you, do you not?
No, that stuff goes in one ear and out the other.
No, it was a good one.
I'm sure it was, but you got to understand, your group of friends, we got some good...
No. This is one of the best ones I've ever...
Come on. Yeah.
It's one of the best. It's one of the
if
top five.
If we could
five.
Write a novel or volumes of stuff that happens in Angel's core group of friends, like, y'all wouldn't believe some of the stuff.
Not that I'm telling all of their business.
No, they ain't telling their business, but it's just like, what
to
happened?
You, I'm saying telling all their business to you.
No, I know I don't know half the stuff about them that you know, but the stuff that is common knowledge is like, so this is normal with y'all?
But no, this one was a good one. Anyways, so I needed to reach out on this one. Not that I cared. It was just so like spectacular. I was like, oh, let me see what's happening. So that was probably long. It was the last time I spoke to Squeaky. So that's been longer than that because little Marcus was a baby. So it was probably like 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ex before him, which was in high school, that's been more recent because when we go home, if I run into him, I say hello. I'm not veering off in the other direction. But
yeah,
as far as
it's a lot of
intermingling yeah, of our
families and friends and yeah. stuff. So, yeah, it's like in Lexington, Kentucky, small. So,
yeah. So it's easy to like run into people. I'm sure Marcus runs into chicks that he didn't. Dipped and dipped out of
I actually don't. I rarely run into anybody.
You are such a jerk. I cannot stand you.
Yeah. I'd be like, you seen her lately? Y'all, yeah, she was just here. Dang, why y'all let me know? Nah. Nah, I really do. I really don't see
any of your past rendezvous.
No exes or anything. I mean, if I did, it'd just be like, hey, what's up? It'd be like a quick catch up, like, how's everything going? But
again, I have to say that, like, I feel like the big difference between us is that I had, like, actual relationships. Not, I don't know what you would call what you were doing. What would you call that?
Dating.
Just dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting to know people. Yeah.
Dating. Angel was falling in love.
Yeah, I am a monogamous at heart. Like, I am a very faithful.
She's mad because I'm not as social as I used to be. I spent up my social years. I'm not social no more. I was social.
Yeah, is that what we call it? Yeah, you would. Mm-hmm. So, does it bother you when you know I've talked to an ex at all?
Nah. I mean, not now. Early on it did because...
Really?
I even, you know about that when I brought that one up. I was like, clearly this dude's still feeling you.
Oh, but it wasn't because he was feeling me, or was it because you just didn't like me communicating?
No, it was just annoying that you didn't see that he was still feeling you.
Okay. Wait a minute. Which are we talking about, like the one that I was actually like in a relationship with? Or like,
this is one that you were talking to. It'd be every now and then y'all would talk, and I brought it up in front of your Melissa, and when she heard the conversation or saw this,
No. I'm still confused on which one, light or dark.
Light.
Oh, okay. But okay, all right. Now, but do you recall that we went through the same thing with you? But even more so. And you met up with this person face to face.
We weren't even like.
Y'all weren't everything.
No, I'm saying me and you. We weren't together yet.
Yes, we were.
That was in the summer, the middle of
summer. No, it wasn't. You know why? Because I wasn't even. Let me tell you. You definitely don't want to test my knowledge on remembering what this was.
Yeah, because she got selective memory. It's extremely selective.
Whatever. Because I was like, I can't get mad at her because she doesn't even know that you have a girlfriend. So we were already boyfriend and girlfriend.
You was calling us at...
No. Use a damn lie.
No, use a lie.
No, I'm telling you now, and I'm not making this up to make a point in the podcast.
Uh-huh. Y'all heard it, right?
Me and you were definitely official, but this person was not aware of it and was calling you, having friends call you, and crying and stuff.
That's a lot of them that did it.
Shut your mouth. So, I mean, it was, you know, it's the pot calling the kettle black and the black calling the pot kettle. What did Martin say?
The kettle calling a pot on a pot calling the kettle.
That's exactly what that was. But I haven't seen my ex face to face since before me and you became official. You met up with this person.
What are you talking about? You talking about over at the house I was renting?
Yeah. You met up with that person. You told me after the fact.
No, it wasn't no meetup. It was like, I'm going to stop by. And it was like, all right, this is the official. This can't keep happening. You need to stop calling me. But I had to get my gifts.
I just can't.
I had to get my gifts.
But I remember.
It's like, you got what? All right, yeah, I'll be here.
You didn't tell me you got no gifts, you little jerk.
You don't even know about it.
Uh-huh. But that was a huge, I know that was a sore spot for me, definitely, because...
I didn't know it.
You did too, no. That's the reason why you ended up calling her at like 3 a.m. to tell her, yo, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember all this.
See,
that was new, you know. I was new to the whole relationship world.
And it was more so... let me tell you what my issue was. Not that I had a problem trusting him. I wasn't that type of chick where I was just like, oh my God, we can't, if he talks to her. But she was really pining for him. Like, she felt like he was the one. She wanted to be back together. She would have actively pursued him had he opened the door for her to. And I needed her to be fully aware that the door was locked. Okay, there was no more entry. It was closed. Okay, and she was not behaving in a way that she knew, because she didn't know. I mean, I will say that. That's the reason why I never got mad at her. She did not know. And I was like, yo, you got to listen. Because once she does know, if she keeps behaving this way, one, I'm going to be mad at both of y'all. And I'm not going to be mad in a way that I just walk away from this. I'm going to cause some trouble. That's what's about to happen. I'm going to cause some trouble. So it was a huge sticking point to me.
I'm trying to figure out why.
Why what?
I'm trying to like remember. When I tell y'all this was so long ago.
It was years ago.
It was years ago. Trying to figure out, because I'm always been like a private person. Like, I had really, really close friends that didn't know I was in a relationship because I didn't want people in my business. Like,
that was his huge thing. I don't want people in my business.
I don't like people knowing everything I'm doing. Like, don't worry about what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why it's hard to vlog with him. But yes. Yeah. He did. He said that, which sounds like some old player move, because you would tell a chick that too. If a dude said, I don't want people to know that we dating because I don't like people in my business.
I let that out in the front. Like, hey, look. This is what this is.
But if one of your female friends was like, so I'm dating this dude, but he hasn't introduced me to anybody because he says he doesn't want everybody in his business, what would you tell them?
That's in this age.
Uh-huh.
That's at this age. We in our mid to some of us late 30s. that's at this age. That's a little different.
But you're saying if they in their 20s and a dude says that, what would you say? It still sound like some old player mess.
All right.
Does it
but
not
you don't even know I was like, I was very private. I still am.
I trusted you when you said it, but it still sounds like some old player stuff.
I can see where you get that from.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
All right. But it wasn't no player stuff.
But it was a thing of, because we were dating long distance, it was just like, and she didn't live in Kentucky at the time.
Long distance too.
Right. But still, it was the thing of, okay, I'm going to need some proclamations to be made because
once I was aware of the way Angel felt, I like went ahead and.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was very much so like, okay, now you know this person can't hold a candle to you. He's like, you are like the sun and she is like a candle. And I was like, I need you to throw that MFing candle away. I need you to drown the candle in water and then toss it in the trash and just let the sun be the only light that you need. And he did. As far as in my contact with my ex.
Yeah, so that was one of those, like I said, Angel likes to play selective memory and B, she plays oblivious sometimes until the right people. I ain't really figured out who all those people are because different people they can manipulate different situations, but I was like, okay, Angel, old dude been texting and calling Angel and said A, B, and C. This has been her responses. That was like, Angel, yeah, he's still feeling you. Then she was like, you did some little giggle or some little laugh, like, for you think so? It was like, yeah, Angel. Then you just like put your head down. I know you remember this conversation.
No, I do, because this is the thing. The reason why I giggled is because I really was oblivious. I wasn't seeing it. Because you have to understand. No, you have to understand the reason why I wouldn't think that way. My previous relationship broke off because that person broke it off. So in my head, no, if that person was like honestly still feeling me, we would never have broken off to begin with. So I really thought it was like just him being amicable.
Yeah. But anyway, like I said, I didn't feel threatened whatsoever. I'm just
but
like,
you just didn't like it.
You don't see this? I didn't like it because you were oblivious to it. I'm just like, really, Angel? You gonna be that goddamn gullible? Like, ain't no dude calling no chick just to be friendly. Like, come on.
But do you see why I was partially gullible, though? Do you not understand that?
No.
Really?
No.
Even after I just explained it.
This was it was a relationship between these two. Like,
but we were having conversations during that time too. Like, it hadn't.
Y'all see what I'm dealing with right now?
Like, I thought this was like our new banter. Me and him weren't doing anything. You know what I'm saying?
That wasn't by his choice.
It was.
The first, oh my God.
No. I mean, once I got to you, no, that was not by his choice. But
but before me, during that other relationship that y'all was doing the banter,
it was still, I would have let, that person was the fill up time. I would have definitely, at that time, went with what I knew rather than be in the mess that I was in. It was truly his doing. So in my head, it was very much so like, nah. And that's how he figured out I was so serious about you. Because prior to that, like, he was still the person that was pick me up from the airport and drop me off at my mom's when I would come home. So again, I thought it was just, and everything was very, what's that thing called when you just like friends, platonic, nothing was happening. So it wasn't until there was a time when me and you were just talking, I was like, yo, can we pick me up from the airport? And he was like, nah, I'm not available. And I was like, you know what? I bet Marcus can pick me up. And he was like, that's when he finally got the signal of,
was picking her from the airport and we was talking. Make no damn sense.
No, this is when you were still sleeping with other people. So I could have anybody I want to pick me up from the goddamn airport.
Nobody picked me up from no airport.
Because you weren't going nowhere. First plane you got on was to come see me. So to answer the question, I'll answer it and then you can answer it. I feel like when it comes to exes, depending on how long it's been since you all have been just friends will determine whether or not it's a healthy thing for you to even maintain. I always feel like I lean towards whatever your spouse feels, unless you have a very just controlling spouse. But there is no guy friend I have that is worth. Oh, sorry. I thought the camera went out. I was about to be like, no, but there's no guy friend that I have that's worth me causing any type of strain within my marriage. Luckily, my husband is not one to seemingly get jealous easily. And I also don't care to have many guy friends. So it works out very easily. But as far as in my exes, like, yeah, I don't really gain anything from being in communication with them. None of them are in my field. So it's not like I can use them as a resource when it comes to that. And none of them live here. Like, there's no benefit to it. Now, I don't know all the people Marcus has had social dating with. So I don't know.
Well, in my opinion, it's... there is no benefit to that. Like, if you have an ex and you have moved on to another deep relationship, like, it's very few and far between situations to where you can benefit from a relationship. Like, if it's y'all in the same field or the same career or whatever, we'll find a different contact, because that's just messy. Like, why even? Like I said, there are like a few and far between situations I heard of where it's like, they grew up together. They dated for a while. They no longer dating. They moved on, different marriages. They were friends and quote unquote, almost like siblings for longer than what they dated, like that type of thing. So a lot of, you know, that stuff works out, but for the most part, it's like, nah, yeah. If it's an ex or something like that, that's just a messy situation. It's going to cause a messy situation. Now, with that said, I realized once you brought up the airport thing that me and Angel was actually talking about two different exes, two different exes of yours. That's going to get way too.
No. We're definitely talking about the same one.
No, we're not. No, we are not.
Because one ex has never texted me like the ex that if we go further back, he don't be texting me.
Like I said, we're going to talk about this off air because I have specific.
Wait. You talking about deep or you talking about talented?
What?
I'm trying to get you to tell me which one you're talking about. You talking about college or are you talking about I've known for longer than that.
Longer than that.
Oh, I wouldn't. That wasn't an ex.
Why not?
Because it wasn't. Like, I wouldn't consider that an ex.
No, it's news to me.
No, mm-mm. I wouldn't consider that.
Oh, so it was okay that he was texting and calling and still feeling you?
Well, first of all, this is my first time knowing that it... But I remember
that was
you,
the conversation that me and Melissa had.
I remember that conversation now.
It wasn't about the airport dude. This is about that. Y'all, yeah. Where you at, huh?
Now I get that. And that, okay, so... All right, this is going to make
yeah,
this...
so it's been a couple different...
No. This
what?
One.
What?
Because, huh? Like I said, I don't consider mm-hmm. that person an ex, ah. and I am still friends with that person.
Maybe that's a different type of relationship thing.
No,
with me.
No, really. I don't consider that person an ex. Like,
okay, but that was a conversation I had. I was like, I cannot believe you not seeing that this dude... ain't feeling you and still trying to make his way back into the relationship. And you were like, no. You were acting all educated and no, first of all, blah, blah, blah. And then when I exposed the situation to your sister, she was like, Angel, that's pretty damn obvious. Like, he's
I now know who you're talking about. And yes, I now know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
That's all she can say, y'all.
I now know who you are talking about.
Put my business out there.
But that wasn't an ex.
I don't understand why that wouldn't be an ex. If it's somebody, how is it not an ex?
Because just like you don't consider the people that you were
they
social
can be
with.
Exes. Yeah.
But that was not what we were considering them earlier. They fall into more of the category
okay.
of what you had been doing. And that is why
that's
I don't.
That's what's equivalent to what you were doing. It's like you were just over here doing your thing and falling in love. And I was over here just being social. But in your world or my world, that was.
Yeah, but no, this wasn't a fall in love person. That's what I'm saying. Like, I had my serious relationships where uh-huh. I had exes.
And then you
like,
had somebody just.
That. We like dated and uh-huh. I wouldn't even say in like, and when I say we dated, it was like, we went out on two dates in our entire time that we've known each other.
Anyway,
so. Two dates. And what I was about to say is I do think sex brings in a whole nother level of what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate as far as in who you communicate with, as far as in an ex. I luckily don't have that many bodies on my count.
All right. So now you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Now women would look at that completely different.
Look at what?
Look at if a dude was like, well, hold up, because we never had sex. So that's a different type of relationship. I don't understand why I can't just be cool.
No.
With Shonda.
Listen.
Oh no, we have a friend named Shonda, but not that Shonda. But that was just a name I threw out there. Not you, Shonda.
Listen, no. And once I realized that I was missing it, once I realized, I curtailed the communication until I felt like, okay, it's not that situation.
Uh huh.
So once you made it known, listen, hold on though. Listen, what? Because you had the same situation.
No, that's a whole,
you,
that's a complete, no. What is that
and
now?
And you still don't admit it. At least I admit that I was oblivious. How? You still won't admit that you were oblivious.
Oh yeah, I was oblivious.
Thank you.
No, I admit I was oblivious. I did admit I was oblivious.
No, you defended... All right, offended, but then you eventually apologized to me because a part of it was your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we both have had oblivious situations. So I don't want you to be looking at me like, I can't believe. And I would bring up the situation, but because we have moved past it and I don't, and this is somebody that like he's still cool with, still a friend. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I was new to completely new to this whole dating thing. Like serious dating. Like, oh, y'all might get married dating. That was never like
right.
When I started dating Angel, everybody was like, oh yeah, they're gonna get married. Like early on in the relationship.
So
So I was like, hey, y'all got engaged. It was like, yeah, we figured. Like,
yeah, we knew that was going to happen. I had that on lock. I did. I'm gonna have to bleep out the word I just said, but I had him on lock.
Her nose was wide open, y'all.
It was. I fully admit that. After the first date, I was like, I'm done.
Still got stretch marks on her nose.
You proud of it. But anyways, let us know what you all think. I don't even know if we really answered it. Basically, Marcus is like, nah, you don't need to.
Nah, y'all don't know. I mean, like I said, there are those situations, but at the same time, I'm like, no, that's just bad for business. Now, if it's one of those things, like we got some friends out. No, that's a perfect example. We have a couple out here, and one of the members of that union was keeping in contact with exes because they were friends for, you know, mm-hmm. extended amounts of time. And it did end up, not that anything happened, but it caused issues. It's like, why is that a normal? Like, I don't understand what that person, I guess this is the conversation they had, I don't know, but ended up causing, you know, a little bit of tension, like mm-hmm. that needs to get shut down.
Yeah, I think it's a very fine line to walk, and you just have to figure out if it's worth it. I do think that space, like if it's been 10 years since y'all dated and now you're starting a new relationship and y'all have been cool for the 10 years, I would hope that it wouldn't cause a huge like issue in your relationship. Yeah. But
I think again, it's like how much communication are y'all having?
It just depends on what the friendship formed into. Like, a lot can happen in 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just something. But again, for the person that I'm deciding to spend the rest of my life with, if they're not a possessive person, if they're not, like, overly jealous, if they honestly have a problem with it, then I would lean towards that of let me not make you feel uncomfortable with this situation. It's not. I mean, it might have been an important friendship with me, but this is more important to me. So, yeah.
And I mean, with that said, neither one of us are, I don't feel you jealous.
You haven't done many things to make me feel jealous. So yeah.
I haven't experienced that from Angel. And as far as I know, I'm not a jealous.
Nah, no, you're not jealous. You're not jealous. He's very confident in the fact that I am not going nowhere. I'm here. Well, I ain't going backwards. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. And a lot of that is just, like she said, I ain't done nothing. It's being cautious. It's like I said, I'm cool. I'm friends. Like, she knows a lot of my girls that are
and
friends.
And he has a lot of female friends. Well, yeah.
Just as many guys, but like, mm-hmm. where we from, it's a small place. So everybody we kicked it with from high school, we still kick it with.
Mm-hmm. And I already knew a couple of his female friends prior to him even knowing them. So. So it is. It's a very fine line that some people can't walk. And if you can't walk it, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's it's an extra thing. When marriage has so many levels to it, it's like, why add that level?
Right.
But I feel like any of my exes, if I ended up having a conversation because something specific happened and like truly specific, or if we ran into each other, or if I found out like a parent was deceased and I reached out, I don't feel like he would feel some type of way about it. But I'm also not trying to spark up like renewed friendships with these people. Not that I wish them anything, you know, bad happens.
No, yeah, like she ran into somebody like, oh yeah, I talked to so-and-so for, you know, saw whoever so-and-so reached out to me. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And to that fact, like she said earlier, that's not for everybody, but it does pay to have confidence and trust, you know, who you with.
Yeah. And that one person that we talked about before, I would have a problem if y'all had a long conversation. I'm moving about it.
So take that back. She's jealous.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. So yeah, let us know if you're in a marriage. Are you in friendship with your ex? And if so, like, how often do you all talk? And is your spouse, like, honestly cool with it? And if you're not in a relationship, like, is that something that you would be willing to do? Like, are you the ex in a situation and you friends with your ex that's married?
Yeah, I know we got some trifling family out there. Who y'all talking to?
Who you friends with? I know it's a different situation if you're co-parenting, then it does sometimes benefit if you're friends.
Yeah, that actually would probably benefit to make sure y'all, just for the sake of the kids, not that that's what it's all about, but
yeah, no, that I can understand.
Yeah, not to alleviate that tension, because I've seen that. I've not experienced that, but I know firsthand seeing that not work, and I've seen it work.
Yeah, my mother is still very good friends with Melissa's dad, my sister who's running for office, and they've been good friends since they've divorced. Like, that's never changed. They've both been married and divorced since then. But
do you think that has something to do?
He's remarried. He's remarried yet again. But you know, that was
for the moment. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Co-parenting situation. Like my sans Tasha, who just got remarried. She was never married before. She just got married for the first time, and the father of her first son. They're very good friends, and he's married as well. Like, I saw on a Facebook post when he saw that she was getting married, he put, well, he already knew it because they're in contact, but he put congratulations. She got married this past weekend.
Oh, I ain't know.
Yeah, in Cancun. We were invited, but I was like, we ain't going. I love you.
Why everybody trying to go to Cancun? One of my real close homies got married in Cancun. I'm like,
it's cheaper.
Not for me to fly.
It's cheaper for them.
Yeah.
But anytime somebody gets married out of the country, I'm like, oh, you're giving me a free pass not to come because I'm not coming.
Yeah.
I'm not coming. I love you. I hope it's beautiful. I ain't gonna be there.
Or you tell me it's all included. You just go on, just find your ticket. I'm gonna take care of it. I will be there.
Still ain't. I got too many kids.
I will be there. You remember your homegirl? I'm going to go to her wedding. They invited
you. You're such a mess. All right. So we're going to close this off with the comment of the week, you guys. But yeah, make sure you all comment below. You can either comment on SoundCloud, or if you're watching this on YouTube, comment on there. To all my exes, hopefully you don't think I'm talking bad about you. If you do, I don't know what to tell you.
It'd be real messed up if you thought we were talking about you and we actually
not. Listen.
That's why I just like to say names, just to get it all clear. Just, why not?
Why not? No.
On the other hand, on that last, the last podcast,
a lot of people agreed with Marcus.
Yeah.
On our last podcast about talking about making new friends.
I'm just like Marcus. My husband is just like Marcus. Yeah, I don't like meeting new people. I'm not weird. She is.
No, you're weird. And the comment of today goes to Faith, Family, and Football! ! She says, my husband is the exact same way. Angel, weird, and as special as all get out. You can't help but to love him and deal with his shenanigans. LOL. We were just having a similar conversation because we only have a couple of married friends that we would actually deal with and have an amazing time hanging out. It does make for some difficult social experiences when you don't have any married friends. Know that for sure, but it's definitely necessary. I love you guys, and the podcasts are always great. Thank you so much, Faith, Family, and Football. I'm glad I'm not the only one out there with the weird and special as all get out husband. I'll pray for you, sis, if you pray for me.
Faith, Family, Football. I don't want to offend her. I was going to say.
Yeah, don't you dare.
It was going to be a joke, but I'm like, she might take it wrong. Well, I was going to tell you what I was going to say. Well, me and your husband got bad taste. I'm just playing.
They so blessed to have us, girl. You already know. We the only reason why they able to like go out and not be hermits.
Nah, it's probably like you. She's probably too social.
Whatever.
Always throwing somebody in his face. Tell him call me. I feel his pain.
All right, guys, you can find me on all the social media platforms at That Chick Angel on Instagram, on Facebook. It's at That Chick Angel, as well as That Chick Angel Monday Motivations and That Chick Angel Mommy Confessions. Twitter at Angel the Actress, and I already said Instagram. And as well, you know, come on over to YouTube and click subscribe. If you're here right now, click it, and press the bell for notifications.
Apparently, I'm about to get on Instagram, keep heifers from posting me.
You, whatever, he loved it. What is ab showing? He was having a good ab day.
Shut up.
Sweating all sexy. Yes.
I'm going to sue.
You going to sue? Who you going to sue?
You.
Come on and sue me. Come on and sue me.
All right, y'all.
We will talk to you all in 2 Wednesdays. And until then, y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.